sitting down the man himself, the legend, Roy Jones Jr. Great to see you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the time. Your thoughts initially going into this rematch, what's it like to see a fighter for the second time, and how much of advantage do you think either fighter has in round number two
I don't think neither fighter has really an advantage because of the way the first fight ended. The first fight had a very difficult, a lot of difficult effects to it. Canelo started out with the first three rounds. I thought he won the first three rounds. I thought he took off to round 10. I thought he won round 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
So he was dominant early. He rested too long. Then he was dominant late. Triple G, however, figured him out after round three.
Mm.
Turned the tables a little bit for round four through round 10.
Mm.
But then he gave it right back to him for the last two rounds. So that being said, both guys dominated when they wanted to dominate. And both guys took over when they wanted to take over. That means nobody totally dominated the fight, which means that we had no clear-cut winner. I thought, you know, Triple G probably won one more round than Canelo, but because you let Canelo come back and win the last two rounds, that means you wasn't dominating him.
Mm-hmm.
You may have outworked him. He might have lost track of rounds that he was taking off on, but truthfully, you didn't dominate him, and he didn't dominate you. So if you call a draw, I think a draw is fair in a sense that one guy landed more power punches, one guy landed more total punches. The guy who was supposed to land the power punches didn't land the most power punches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like somebody made somebody change.
Right.
The guy who was supposed to be the counterpuncher, who we expected to land more volume punches, ended up landing more power punches. The guy who we thought was going to be the power puncher and land more power shots, maybe knocked the other guy out, became the guy who landed the more volume punches.
Huh.
So one guy made that change.
Who? Right.
Canelo Alvarez.
Right.
So even if he lost it by a round, I still feel he deserved a draw because he forced all the changes.
Interesting. There was a story last night that is a little confusing, and being a veteran, being a legend, being a guy who's been around the game as long as you have, I wonder if you could explain to me. So Triple G's side asked for Canelo to go and go underneath the Nevada rules about how much tape can be worn under the gloves, the length of tape that can be worn.
Mm-hmm.
Is that gamesmanship, or is there something really there when it comes to how much tape a fighter has under his glove?
That's strictly gamesmanship. The reason I'm telling you that's strictly gamesmanship is because if you look at the real activity and watch the real highlight reels of the fights, you'll see that Canelo lands a lot of punches with his four knuckles instead of his real knuckles.
Okay.
And those are the knuckles that don't have no effect on the guy. That's why sometimes it looks like Canelo hit Triple G with a really, really big shot. Triple G just looks it off and comes right back because he didn't land it with his knuckles.
Uh-huh.
He landed with these four knuckles. Those are not as hard as these knuckles right here.
Right.
You understand what
I'm saying? Yeah, we have your full arm behind it.
That's exactly right. So with tape or no tape, this is not going to be nearly as hard as this, which Canelo lands more with these than he did with that. So that has nothing to do with nothing.
So it's just about getting in his head.
It's all about gamesmanship. Sure.
How big of a deal is that? Because it seems like the Triple G side of it, with the PED test for Canelo and some of the comments they made publicly kind of saying he's disrespected the game of boxing, how much does that work in your experiences when it comes to fighters pre-fight getting into another fighter's fight head before the fight goes off?
In most cases, you try to use those type of things to get in a fighter's head. Mm. However, with Canelo, I don't think it bothers him because, you know, Canelo's been a professional since he was 15 years old. He's seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
What could bother him at this point?
Right.
So for me, I think they're trying to get into his head, but I really can't see him getting into his head. When you've been a professional that long, I mean, how can somebody really come and all of a sudden get in? He had five times as many big fights as Triple G has had.
Right.
So it's like for him, he used to this.
Mm-hmm.
He used to all the stuff that come along with it, all the gamesmanship and all. He used to all that. Triple G, this is new to this. This is just his second truly big fight.
Right. He's 36 years old. You've been in fighting for a long, long time. You've obviously escaped father time, and you keep on boxing, you keep on fighting. How long do you think Triple G can go? Is this his last big payday, or could he keep going for a couple more years?
Well, he could keep going for a lot of more years, mainly because he hasn't really fought no big fights. Canelo's the only big fight he's fought. He hasn't fought a fight where he's taking a lot of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really fought another big name fighter besides Danny Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Right,
that was just one. So it's like you
and
got
some say Jacobs won that fight.
That's what I'm saying. So you ain't really got no big name fighters on your resume anyway.
Right.
So you haven't been used up a lot. So at 36, you're still young.
Yeah.
You haven't been there with a lot of good warriors as a professional boxer.
Mm-hmm.
You have time on your side. A perfect example of that is you see some guys that have had a lot of tough fights early in their careers. And at 20, 25, 26 years old, you start to see wear and tear on him.
Yeah.
He's 35, you don't see 36, you don't see no wear and tear. He haven't had no big hard fights.
Mm. Do you have a prediction for Saturday night?
No, I don't have a prediction, but I do say it like this. I think to win the fight, Canelo has to establish his dominance like he did the first time, but hold it for a few rounds longer, and then come back and win those last two rounds. For Triple G to win the fight, he got to start what he started in round four in round two.
Does it go to the judges or knockout?
I think it goes to the judges again.
Oh, I hope not. Roy, great seeing you. Thank you so much. Right. That is Roy Jones Jr. joining us here on Pushing the Odds live in Las Vegas. Great to get him on talking about this great fight, Triple G Canelo 2.